From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Some badly needed emergency supplies are beginning to reach a remote area of Indonesia, where an entire coastal area was swept away by a tsunami. The country's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, told Australian Channel 9 the devastation is widespread.
As a leader, I am so sad to see so many lives lost in this calamity.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani says the death toll there has risen to at least 343, but hundreds more are missing.
At least one shipload of aid has been brought in. Clothes, blankets, body bags, food, communication devices are the most urgent priorities right now in terms of emergency relief.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani. The UN's special representative for Haiti says the death toll there from cholera is declining somewhat, but NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the health crisis is still far from over.
Kevin Kennedy says the UN and its partners are making headway.
By no means have we turned the corner. The epidemiologists tell us that the cholera could last for weeks, perhaps months, and that in traditional cholera epidemics, if there's such a thing, there are spikes, so we can anticipate that.
He tells NPR that security hasn't been a problem for aid workers, though there was one incident when students threw stones at a cholera treatment facility that was to open near their school. Kennedy says the facility has since moved. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico has been sealed for weeks now, but NPR's Debbie Elliott reports crews are still working to clean up hundreds of miles of shoreline from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle.
On the Alabama coast, BP is using heavy equipment to sift tar balls from the white sand beaches. Spokesman Ray Malik.
Well, this is part of our Operation Deep Clean, where we've come back now that the tour season's kind of stopped to really get in and do a good cleaning of the beaches to get them back to the pristine condition that we all expect here in the Gulf Coast.
But Orange Beach, Alabama Mayor Tony Kennan says the cleanup is taking too long.
Clean the beach up. Just get it done.
All along the Gulf, the Coast Guard says more than 11,000 workers are cleaning some 577 miles of oiled shoreline. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits have declined to their lowest level since July, dropping unexpectedly last week by about 5%. Economist Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says the decline is welcome.
I think it's premature to conclude that the coast is clear, though, because these numbers are quite volatile week to week, and the level of claims is still uncomfortably high, but it is encouraging that it's moving in the right direction.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks have turned into negative territory. The Dow now down 22 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 7. This is NPR News. President Obama will meet at the White House today with some of the Americans who helped in the rescue of 33 miners in Chile. The rescuers were recruited from NASA and several U.S. businesses. The Justice Department says it's taking action to ensure that ballots cast by thousands of military and overseas voters will be counted in next week's elections. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the move covers 14 states and territories.
A new law this year required that states get ballots out to their military and overseas voters by September 18th. But for various reasons, a number of jurisdictions failed to meet that deadline. That led to complaints, primarily by Republicans, that many of these voters might not be able to complete their ballots and send them back in time. The Justice Department says it's now reached agreements with, or won court orders in, all those states to help ensure that such ballots are counted. Among other things, states have agreed to extend the amount of time after the election when military and overseas ballots can be received and to speed the delivery of such ballots by express mail. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
People from North Dakota to North Carolina are cleaning up today following the powerful storm system that swept across more than half of the nation this week, spawning a number of tornadoes and knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. One of the twisters touched down near Cedar Grove, North Carolina, where Bobby James told WTVD-TV it made a mess of the property his family has spent a lifetime developing.
The blew debris all into ponds, and my mother's garage is damaged, the roof of the house is damaged. It's going to take a whole lot of work.
There's also tornado damage in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Conditions have improved today, though, in the Dakotas, where roadways were covered with ice and snow yesterday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support